Gift certificates go back to Emporia Main Street member businesses. No fees apply. Don't forget to shop local this holiday season from your friends at Emporia Main Street.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, as we have our monthly Veterans Affairs update, we have Dr. Cody Shale joining us here this morning, and I believe we also have Sarah Drinovich, the Media Relations Director of the VA of East Central Kansas, joining us here this morning as well.
First, Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sarah.
Good
morning,
Sarah.
How are you?
Good. Dr. Shale, we've got you on as well. How are you?
Hi there. Good morning. So far, so good. Thanks for asking.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, before we start talking about our official title and our topic here about the whole health umbrella, I guess I wanted to, you know, just give you a chance to talk about the partnership that we're starting to develop here with the VA to get more information out about VA services and VA care here for our veterans across Lyon County and our neighboring counties.
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity. We are actually hosting a town hall coming up on December 14th here at the Topeka VA Medical Center in our Holly Auditorium. That's going to be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And what we're doing is talking about the expanded VA care and benefits that is offered with the newly passed PACT Act. It's called the PACT Act that Congress just passed, which means the promise to address comprehensive toxics. So what that means is a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans and their survivors that were exposed to bird pits and any other toxic substance. So what we're going to do at that town hall on the 14th is talk about that, what that means. We'll have enrollment and eligibility staff there to help people enroll on the spot. We'll have scheduling staff there to help get an appointment for veterans that may need an appointment. We'll also be able to do some screening, some toxic exposure screening. We'll have some clinical staff there to get that done. And really, it's going to be just an informational opportunity to learn about what benefits, other than just the PACT Act, you know, we have to offer veterans and how, you know, we're going about offering those.
Speaking of that, Sarah, and again, this is before we start really expanding to the whole health umbrella here, which is what Dr. Shale is going to be talking about. Folks, I think, heard the headlines come out the last 2-3 months here about the PACT Act and, you know, looking at, I think specifically was the burn pit situation in the Middle East. Really, what is the PACT Act helping veterans to attain? Let me just ask you that.
Sure, sure. So what the PACT Act does is it adds some new presumptive conditions that hadn't previously been there for a whole new swath of veterans, Vietnam, Gulf War, post-9/11 era combat veterans. And those presumptive conditions are, you know, Agent Orange, Gulf War toxins, burn pit exposures. So as we screen for those and as we determine, you know, if a veteran is eligible to receive benefits for that, not only are they going to receive care, you know, from the VA, where they may not have been eligible to receive care at no cost, you know, before, now they are going to be eligible to receive that care, you know, without co-pays, anything like that at the VA. And then also there are other benefits that come along with that. And those I'm not as well versed in as, you know, the healthcare aspect of it. But I know it's a whole package of benefits that's being offered to a very large group of veterans that had not previously been eligible.
Again, joined by Sarah Drinovich, the Interim Public Affairs Officer, VA Eastern Kansas, and Dr. Cody Shale. Dr. Shale, welcome back in once again. We appreciate you being here today.
My pleasure.
Well, let's talk about the whole health umbrella and what exactly is under the whole health umbrella.
Sure, yeah. With whole health, you know, really whole health is an approach to care, and I'm proud to say that the VA is leading the country as the largest integrated medical system in America, really trying to change the landscape. So for a long time, healthcare has done a fantastic job at treating disease, illness, and injury. And what whole health does is, you know, we recognize that just because you may have a disease managed or, you know, no longer have an injury, that doesn't necessarily mean you feel healthy and you feel well. So whole health really broadens the way we think about things to partner with you and understand for our veterans really what's their best version of health and when do they feel their best. And whole health is all about equipping them then to take charge of their health and well-being goals with tools and supports and services.
I guess one question comes up is how do you evidence that through different patient visits? Understanding that every patient is the same, but in general terms, how does the VA, I guess, have this whole health approach and this process set up for patients?
Sure, great question. So our goal is that when you go to the VA for healthcare, this is part and parcel of every conversation in every clinic. Clinicians, nurses, all asking and anchoring their treatment plans around what matters to you and what do you want your health for? What is your best version of health? And once we really understand that for you, it helps us personalize care. So perhaps, a specific goal a veteran might talk about is maybe they want to walk a 5K with their spouse, or they want to be able to manage pain so that they can get out there and fish and hunt or be active in their church community. So from there, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of services to really help you specifically dial in and succeed in that personal goal. Everything from working with a one-on-one health coach who can meet with you weekly and help keep you motivated and overcome barriers, all the way to expanding options like complementary and integrative health services, yoga, tai chi, acupuncture, things that you might not traditionally think about would be part of medical benefits now are part of our VA care package.
That kind of led into a question I was going to ask a bit later, but you mentioned here just ballparking and just kind of giving a sense of the resources that are available. I guess another question comes up is where these resources are available and how veterans can start the process to access these services.
Yes, we've worked very hard to try to make these tools and services readily available and accessible. So the easiest way for listeners in the audience to get involved is to go to, a web browser and just search for VA Eastern Kansas Whole Health. And there you'll see all, well, not all, but some of our wellness services, and it's really just the tip of the iceberg. But things like, for instance, we have live virtual yoga and tai chi classes, and all you have to do is click on a link on the website and you're there. No consult needed, no referral needed. It's there available for you to try. The other piece is if you are a veteran that is enrolled in VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare, just ask your healthcare team at your next appointment, and all of our staff know about Whole Health and can get you connected to those services or the staff members to help you out there.
Again, Dr. Cody Shale joining us, Sarah Dernovich as well from the VA Eastern Kansas office. Dr. Shale, let me ask you this, because I remember last couple of years, and due to some changes that were taking place locally, there was a lot of conversation about, I think it was called the continuity of care model. Does this particular whole health approach increase VA partnerships with, say, external medical providers like we saw here recently, last 2 to 3 years with continuity of care?
It's a great question, and it's definitely one of our focus areas in this year and in successive years is to really increase those partnerships, not only with healthcare providers in the community, but also community groups. We know that maybe healing starts within your doctor's office or the hospital, but that's not truly where health happens. It happens when you're out there, volunteering at your local pet shelter or, doing those things that matter to you. So at the VA, we're really trying to forge those partnerships with community groups to make it easier for veterans, their caregivers, and families to tap in to those resources, again, to really take charge of their sense of well-being. And as mentioned before, another important piece is broadening access to those complementary and integrative health services like acupuncture, tai chi, yoga, mindfulness training. And so we do have bridges set up with community providers of those services to increase veteran access there as well.
Dr. Shale, anything else that you wanted to bring up here about the whole health approach here for veterans? We'll talk about contact information here, as you mentioned, in just a second, but anything else that you feel that we didn't address that the veterans here locally and area-wide need to know about this process?
I think that Whole Health is just a different way to think about healthcare, and it's really what a lot of our veterans are ready for and are asking for, to really, go beyond just that disease model or disease care model, really trying to partner and make sure that they are in the driver's seat in achieving the health that they wish. So I'm very excited about that, and I will mention one specific service we're excited to bring on in the spring. It's called GeroFit, and this is a a program specifically for older rural veterans who are really focused on staying active. And so look for that if anyone listening is interested. Jarfit will be launching in the spring, and you can get involved in that through your VA.
Outstanding. Sarah, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning that was maybe on your agenda that we haven't addressed here today?
No, I really just wanted to get the word out about our town hall for PACT-AC, so anyone, veterans and their families, are welcome to come and learn more about that. And as always, Dr. Shale is wonderful and has brought some wonderful information for Whole Health. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, Sarah, thanks again for your time here with us this morning, and looking forward to the January update here next month.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Dr. Shale. Bye-bye. Thanks much. Have a great holiday series season. Dr. Cody Shale, Sarah Dernovich joining us here from the VA, Eastern Kansas, talking about the Whole Health Umbrella and also the PACT-ACT Town Hall, which is coming up December 14th in Topeka. Don't forget that tomorrow we have What's in Outdoors starting up at 8:25 tomorrow morning here in this time slot here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Live and local, it is 8:52. Good morning.
It's the final days of the Black Friday tire event at Quick Lane Tire and Auto. Get a $100 rebate on a set of four new brands.